were normal times, President Biden might be in Britain now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but they aren't, and he's not. Instead, the president and other world leaders are gathering virtually this morning. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Dave, it's President Biden's first big event on the world stage, meeting with other leaders from the G7 group of large economies. The call is being hosted by Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who began by welcoming one of the president's first decisions.
It's great, by the way, that Joe has brought the United States back into the Paris Climate Change Accords. A great step forward.
The leaders are expected to discuss China, the economy, and ways to support developing countries roll out coronavirus vaccines. Dave?
Simon, next hour, President Biden will virtually address a German security conference. Rejoining the Iran nuclear deal may be a topic. And later today, he'll go to Michigan to visit a Pfizer COVID vaccine manufacturing site. More than 6 weeks since the deadly Capitol attack, 6 U.S. Capitol Police officers are suspended with pay, 29 others under investigation.
Viral video shows some officers standing almost motionless as people broke into the Capitol. And at least two accused rioters have told the FBI a police officer told them, it's your house now.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. There are more than 250 accused rioters charged. It's another day in the dark with no heat for about 100,000 in Oregon who've been without it for more than a week. The electricity is back on for most of Texas, but water is the problem now. Many have been melting snow to drink and use to flush toilets.
More than 14 million Texans are under boil advisories. That's more than half the state. Many communities have opened water distribution sites where people are waiting in long lines, and many also in search of food.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Dallas. There are a lot of empty store shelves. America's listening to Fox News.
In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere, with up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/President's Day.
President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and now the NRA is fighting back. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Biden and the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. It's on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us now. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Thank you. morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Hey, you've had a busy morning this morning.
A lot's going on.
So, isn't there always like a lot going on?
Yeah, there is, but sometimes it's, you know, we're having a taco festival going on. It's a lot different than we're having a destruction of Texas.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's been so lots going on, and or militarizing Washington D.C. and those kind of things, and scary stuff.
That's such a, I don't want to say interesting, but I don't.
Political thing about stop and frisk is racist and terrible. We shouldn't stop and frisk, and we need to stop it. You know, and they did that, like in New York, stopped it, and of course crime goes way up. But then they go to Washington D.C. and it's not just stop and it's like stop every block and frisk, or get on the truck and we'll hold you 72 hours.
I've heard that, and I've had a couple of my friends say the same thing, that they've had to go through not one but multiple checkpoints.
And it's beyond stop and frisk. It's ridiculous.
Stop, search, interrogate.
And if you give me any lip, get on the truck, 72-hour hold. Yeah, really nice, right?
Well, I guess we won't be going to Washington, D.C. for a while.
But you don't see the press beating that up. Like, we went from stop and frisk to harassment and frisk.
Which, you know, one of the things that I really want to do, and I was thinking maybe this summer, is I'd love to take my kids to Washington, D.C., and I've never actually seen the Declaration of Independence eyeball to eye. You know, I've never seen the decoration, and I would love to take my kids up and show them some of those historical things. And honestly,
It'll stay with them. It's impactful.
But I question whether now would be the time to do it, because if you have to go through all of this stuff.
You couldn't go anyway.
Isn't that interesting?
It's shut down. You can't get a hotel. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you have to go to Virginia to get a hotel. There's none in Washington, D.C. open. They've shut it down.
Well, that seems good for the economy.
Yeah,
really
but don't worry about it. They're going to get a bailout.
may as well. They're probably forgiven, too. So, but, you know, you talk about that, and there's so much news coming out that sometimes one piece of news eclipses another. And so, you know, there's a ton of stuff, whether it's what's going on in Washington, whether it's the energy issue and crisis in Texas, whether it's Rush Limbaugh passing away.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you think about that, the last day and a half, you know, kind of reflect a little bit, and you look at some of the things that, you know, the memories, like the song you just played. I remember that song and certain memories.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, certain memories come to mind.
Yeah.
And you say Rush Limbaugh, you know, I remember way back in my career when I'm 16 years old working restaurants, rolling dough in the restaurant, we always had, you know, AM 560 playing. Rush Limbaugh was playing in the background, and you kind of listened to what was going on in the world, and that was one of the ways you actually got some news, because there weren't these thousands of channels and millions of podcasters putting out their impression or vision of what the news is. It was one or two people. You know, you go back to the old Paul Harvey. It was kind of fun listening to Paul Harvey, the old, you know, the rest of the story. And you tuned in because you wanted to hear something. And so you look at, for me, with Russia's passing and some of the things happening in the news, sometimes you don't pay attention to what's happening somewhere else. Now, if I said the word GameStop to you, what comes to mind?
Oh, no. Crisis with the stock market and, you know, the store GameStop.
Stock market, Robin Hood, trading, shorts, all that stuff. Lots of stuff happening. Lots of people making money, lots of people losing money, right? And some
billions.
Seedy control of what may have been happening on the backside.
But nothing illegal. It was all in the open.
All in the open.
Except for maybe shutting down Robin Hood.
Yeah. But so while this is happening, did you know that the price of mortgage bonds in the last week and a half is up about 100 basis points?
I did not know.
Do you even know what that means?
100?
100 basis points, like a penny to a dollar.
Yeah.
So when I tell you over the last week and a half, as the mortgage industry, we've lost a point. That means if you're going to go borrow
$200,000,
the cost of that money just became $2,000 more initially, or you're going to take an interest rate that's an eighth to a quarter point higher. Now, you don't notice it, you don't really feel it. And unless you're comparing two apples, you don't really notice one's...
But you've been warning people, and this is just the first step. There's more to come.
So you look and say, okay, while we're distracted with all of these other things, pay attention. And is there something that you as your family need to do? And we called it, this is the Great American Debt Restructure, whether it's home or auto or student loans or credit cards. You know, the people that started refinances, whether here or nationwide, 2 weeks ago, saved about a point compared to the people who are going to start now. Now, it's still really good interest rates.
It's still ridiculously good.
Oh my gosh, did we just bounce off the bottom? Because nobody knows the bottom until it's passed. And everybody says, oh, I'm going to wait for rates to go down a little bit more. Well, the Fed has already talked about they're going to slow down on mortgage-backed security purchases. They didn't say stop, but supply and demand drives price. So if the biggest investor, let's pretend it's your rich uncle with the unlimited checkbook, stops buying something, the demand for it goes down, which means the price, meaning the purchase price goes down, which means interest rates go up. So just understand, when you hear the news media talking about the Fed, which again, quote-unquote, wink, wink, nod, nod, your rich uncle with the unlimited checkbook, when he stops purchasing, you're going to see interest rates go up. The Fed can't artificially say, I'm going to put rates at this interest rate, but they can drive volume one way or the other. So they could immediately stop purchases. You'd see interest rates rise immediately. If they doubled down on their purchases, you'd see rates fall or stay the same. So over the last 10 days, we've lost almost 100 basis points, 1 point to you and I. And again, you think of all the mortgages in the country. I mean, nationwide, what did that just cost homeowners that potentially want to refinance today versus a week ago?
Huge, huge. I don't know.
I can't even comprehend that number when you start thinking of the tens of thousands of mortgages done, you know, daily nationwide. But those are the things that we got to pay attention to. So while we're talking about, you know, energy in Texas, while we're talking about fences in the Capitol, while we're talking about the passing of Rush Limbaugh, hey, everybody needs to take a little bit of a look in the mirror and say, wait a minute, should I do something to my current mortgage? Should I do something to my current automobile? Should I do something to my current credit card? Because those are the things that are going to make a difference to you and I for the next 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So,
and these opportunities, I mean, it's apparent that they're not going to last.
No, we're going to look back no different than if, and we've talked about this before, Russ, if I said, hey, what was the average sales price of a home 50 years ago?
Oh, God, 15,000.
Okay, let's use that as a number.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when your granddaughter grows up and she goes, hey, Papa, why didn't you buy like 20 more houses? You know how cheap they were? Yeah. You're going to go, yeah, but baby, that's all I was making. That's, you know, I did the very best I could. People are going to look back and go, man, I really wish I would have taken advantage of that opportunity just because I could have completely restructured everything in our household. Now, what you do with that money is your choice. So, you know, if you're refinancing and you're saving a ton of money, okay, let's be smart. Let's talk to Tom and let's figure out where we're going to invest it. Let's use that money to pay down other debt. Let's do things to invest in our future instead of just wasting it and turning it around to another, you know, spending account. That's the thing that I find the most enjoyment out of is had a gentleman come in, he and his wife, we're going to refinance their first and second, 30-year fixed. They've been in it a while, but their interest rates are holy smokes high. But between the first and second, they're going to save almost $700 a month.
Right.
Now, that's
$700 a month?
A month. That's a very nice car payment. But what we talked about is, okay, you know what? Let's figure out where we're going to do this. And you know what? I'm going to leave you hanging. Let's come back to where we're going to use that money after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second... To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Good morning. Happy Friday. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Russ Clark, color commentary. Good morning, Russ.
Morning.
Hey, you know, I really enjoy doing the radio, but you notice how many numbers and things you have to say behind your name? It's almost difficult to do the radio because of the amount of licenses and numbers and things that we get to say.
Not for me. I'm not licensed.
Well, That is true. You should be licensed in one way or another.
It should be.
So, you know, we were talking about just before the break, the couple that came in that we're going to save just a hair over $700 a month when we're refinancing their house. Now, to their credit, they're the kind of couple that is trying to put $50 extra on this, a little bit more on this, a little bit more on this, and they're trying to pay everything down at the same time. And, you know, they've done it right, but they just have never really paid attention to how you can rearrange your debt and what the interest rates are. And it still never ceases to amaze me when I say, hey, what's the interest rate on your second mortgage? Most people go, I don't know. And then the best one is, well, it's interest only. I don't know. I only have to pay the interest. So you're never getting ahead paying the principal down, and you don't even know what your interest carrying cost is. But it feels cheap because the payment is lower than what a principal and interest payment would be because, wink, wink, nod, nod, you're not paying any principal.
You're not building equity.
So, you know, we sat down, refinanced their first and the second, rearrange everything. They've got $700 free and clear each and every month. And like we talked about, look, pay yourself first, take half that money and stick it in your savings account and just feel good about it. And then the other $350 a month, drop that all on the lowest balance credit card. And let's get that thing paid off over the next 6 months. When that's paid off, you take that $350 and the minimum $25 payment that you were supposed to pay there, take that $375 and move it to the next one. and actually start seeing some progress over the next year. And you'll be amazed at what that thing's going to turn into after another year and a half, 2 years. But they finally have a plan.
It's huge, though. The things you just mentioned are not small. They compound.
But the funny thing is they're not spending any more money. They just didn't realize that they weren't applying their dollars correctly. And worse, the interest rates that they had should have been rearranged. And, okay, you know, to their credit, they listened to the show. They came in. We had a good sit-down conversation. But that American debt restructure, I'm sorry, I don't like debt, but debt really does power the United States. I mean, you look at the politicians. They're handing out debt like crazy.
People in Mexico tell me that.
The debt, if you can change the interest rate, if you can refinance, restructure, rearrange it, you don't even understand how much people can get ahead.
Right.
There's a very affluent gentleman that we're working on some stuff right now that he's got a first, a second, and a third. Okay. You know what? You got it. You did what you needed to do, but we're going to restructure a lot of stuff. And it's going to dramatically change the cash flow.
You can refinance it all into the first. You got enough.
Yeah, okay. He's got plenty of equity. But, you know, you rearrange all of this, and now he has the choice of where to put the extra money that was being spent to support that debt. And let's just say the interest rate on the third was fairly high, double digit.
Right.
And, you know, you start thinking about that. If I said, hey, Russ, I'm going to give you a double digit mortgage.
Oh.
What? You know, if I said, hey, here's a double-digit mortgage, this is a great deal, you'd laugh me out of the studio. But on these seconds and thirds, because people don't understand that the interest rate is based on risk, that's why those interest rates are so high.
Right.
Now, how many people in our town, you're going to see a lot of them, how many, let's say, E3, you know, just barely into the military, you know, 6 months to a year into the military, these guys and gals who defend our freedom may not have perfect credit. This is their first real debt. They're driving cars that are 16-18% interest rate.
Really?
You say, really, that is a very common occurrence. And I'm not kidding you. You see, hey, I want that big shiny car, and here's what I need, and my credit score is not good. So they get the loan, but the interest rate is high. One of the people in my office, They wanted a car. And you know what? Before they came to work for us, bad credit, didn't really get it. And so, you know, one of the things I do with even my team is I sit down and I want to know their finances. I want to help them on their 401k. We want to look at their debt. And I said, hey, I want to see your car statement. And she was really concerned. She said,
at what point does it become usury?
Technically, my understanding of the law in Arizona, there is actually no maximum usury law in the state of Arizona. But 19% wouldn't even break that threshold. I think the old one used to be 26%. But you think, oh my heavens, that means in 5 years, you'll have basically paid double for that car. Think about it. 20% interest for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you start going, oh my gosh, do you even understand how we got to rearrange this? So we took about 4 months, rearranged her credit, got her credit score up, and went from 19 down to 6.5. Okay, now 6.5 is still kind of high based on where you see interest rates on autos that are being advertised.
0%, whatever. But that's not terrible.
Holy buckets, the amount of money that is not being spent on interest anymore is huge for them. Now, okay, now you have money, so you don't need to put things on credit cards. You can actually contribute money to your 401k. It's just the debt that people, it's almost like an ostrich with the head in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
If I said, hey, Russ, how much money do you have in your checking account? Do you know?
Yeah.
And if I said, Russ, empty out your checking account and give me all your money.
No.
You would say no.
Yeah.
But most people do not understand the debt, the interest rate, the carrying cost of that debt. And again, I'm not saying don't get the car. I'm not saying don't get the big screen TV. But pay attention to how you're financing it.
Right. Work out your best program, not just the price on the car, but the best program on your all your debt.
And it changes.
Yeah.
So if there's one thing that I want to say is I don't care what it looked like last week, last month, last year. No offense, but, you know, Russ, are you in your best shape physically right now?
No.
Okay. So if you said that, does that mean you could never be in better shape?
No.
No, you could be better tomorrow. You could be better the week after. Okay. You know what? I've been in better shape. You know, you look at holidays and COVID, I'm up probably 15 pounds. Okay. I got to make that change. But if I look in the mirror, I'm not going to go, geez, I will never be better. I got to be better a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow and in a month. Okay. I'll be okay. Same thing with debt. I don't care that you have a 20% interest rate on a car yesterday because you had bad credit a year ago. How about we sit down and restructure a plan to say, here's how you fix your credit. And most people don't understand how the credit game is played. Now, I had my record yesterday. My record used to be a 113-point increase in somebody's credit in a 30-day window. Okay. So I had a new high score. It's almost like it's almost like a video game. You know, remember you used to play video games, Pac-Man. Yeah. Stuff. You used to have your three initials at the top as the high score.
Well, I wasn't awful. I'm not that good.
So,
yeah.
But yesterday, so couple came in, 617 credit score, said, I need you to do these. I need you to settle these. I need you to dispute these. And here's what you're going to do over the next 30 days. You got to do the work. I can tell you what you need to do, but here's what you got to do to clean this thing up. Okay. What do you think their score is?
700.
784. Okay. So you look at from a very marginal high interest rate, not good credit for most things, to platinum credit. Amazing. Perfect. You'll never have to. I mean, obviously, you got to make your
just
payments.
Just by tweaking a few things.
But just knowing, and you get down to it's that same thing of if you eat a Twinkie every day, you're going to gain weight, and if you eat vegetables every day, you're going to lose weight. It's just that simple.
Oh, I didn't know that easy.
It is.
You got a phone call.
Let's take a call. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I'm really enjoying this talk of credit, and I want to learn a lot more. Like I said, a lot of people don't understand how it works, and I'm one of them. So for many years, I was in the 820s. 820s, my credit score, you know, it was bounced around there. All of a sudden, I canceled one of my credit cards, the only credit card I have, because I don't like credit cards, and I dropped down almost 700, and I was stuck. Although I've noticed that the only people that really worry about having good credit score from, you know, my buddies and stuff, is those that use credit. And I don't ever use credit. I buy everything with cash. I avoid credit cards. So what would you say to people like, you know, like me?
Well, you're 100% correct. You don't need a good credit score unless you're going to do something with it. So unless you're going to go buy an auto, buy a house, apply for something else, 99 out of 100 times you don't need it. Now, people don't know your insurance rates are driven based on your credit score. So people with higher credit scores get better interest or rates on your auto, on your home, etc. Same thing, a lot of employers look at credit as well. So if you don't need the credit, it's not a big deal, but you're correct that canceling a credit card, what the credit bureaus look at is the first thing is your payment history, and that makes sense. Everybody knows if you pay your bills on time, you got good credit. The second thing is the balance to the credit line. So if you owe more than a third of what your credit line is on revolving credit cards, it's considered negative. So again, somebody who has a $1,000 credit card, if you owe more than $330, it's actually considered a negative mark on your credit. Under that is better. But then they look at the depth of your credit history, and that's what you canceled out, is if you take these long-term credit cards and close them, the length of your history disappears, and the credit bureaus actually don't know how to score you as well. So what I would tell everybody is certainly pay the credit cards off if you're not going to use them, but I personally keep a couple that are long-term credit cards that are locked in the safe. I don't want to use them. They're there for an emergency, but I don't want to get rid of them because I do want to keep my score as high as possible. So as you're paying things off, do try to keep one or two credit cards open that have history.
One last question. I'll leave you alone. I really appreciate that. So would you suggest me to reopen that account that I canceled?
Well, I'm going to ask this. Do you need credit for any reason?
Then
there's no reason in my book to do it. If you have a 700 credit score, let's be honest, if it starts with a 7, you're already golden. Most, you know, mortgage lenders, we look at that. If it starts with a 7, you're amazing. Auto companies, they really want that 720 to 740. When you read that, very fine print that the guy who talks much faster than Russ and I can on the commercials, you know, they say OAC on approved credit, and here's the credit scores they want. But honest to goodness, if you're not going to go need new credit, it doesn't matter. It's just bragging rights for a lot of people. So I would say no.
Perfect. So they are able to see my past. You know, I was 820 for 5-7 years. All of a sudden, you know, 700, and I can explain that off.
Mm-hmm.
I assume. Okay.
You can, and there really is nothing else you need for that. So I appreciate the call. Have a great morning. So that's a good question. We've got tons other like that, but Russ is flagging me down saying we need to do a break. He's doing these weird hand signals to me. So, hey, all, let's take a break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Friday, Yuma, Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU, Derek Eggeberg, Branch Manager, Academy Mortgage. Russ, are we having a good day today?
Absolutely, every day.
Every day. You know, just go back to, you think, and again, you were sitting here talking on air, and you think, what, 30 years ago, you listened to Rush Limbaugh on the radio, and you think, wow, well, here's some stuff, and now here we're giving some advice on air, so hopefully we don't pass away anytime soon, but that's a good story. But, you know, lots of good questions on credit. You were just asking me one on the break about what?
The different, different bureaus that keep the credit ratings. There's four different ones.
There's three main ones. So you think Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
But they're all different.
They're
numbers.
All different.
They all have different numbers on all.
So think of it right now. If you're driving a pickup and you wanted one of the big three American trucks, you're going to drive Ford, Chevy, or Dodge.
Right.
Okay. Now, they're all going to get you to the same place, right? But how they do it is a little differently. Whether, you know, is it a diesel? Is it a gas? Is it a four-cylinder? Is it a six-cylinder? Is it an eight-cylinder? You know, I mean, there's lots of different ways to get you there, but they're all getting you there. So keep in mind that creditors have to pay to report. Now, it's not a lot of money, but if you, Russ, if you gave credit out Do you want to pay money to Equifax, to Experian, to TransUnion, or to all three? You may say, you know what, I only really need to report to one.
Doesn't benefit me.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so some creditors only report to one credit bureau. A lot of the collection companies only report to one credit bureau. Why? Because they know lenders like myself have to pull a tri-merged credit report. So we pull all three bureaus, and the score we have to use is whichever one happens to be in the middle. You throw out the high, you throw out the low, whatever's in the middle at that moment. When you look in the mirror, you take that photograph, that's the one we use. So let's say you're a collection company and somebody has $100,000 worth of medical collection. If they report it to one of the three, they know I'm still going to see it on the credit report. They don't need to expense the money to report it to all three because I still see it with a one.
Right.
So you see a lot of those things. Some of the old department stores. Back in the day when Mervyn's was here, Mervyn's only report, I'm going way back. A lot of people went, Mervyn's? Where's Mervyn? Hasn't been here in a long time. But they only reported to the one of the three credit bureaus. Some of the small hardware stores only reported to one of the three credit bureaus. But they knew that was enough that major lenders like auto and home and other things would still see the data. So that's the reason the scores are always changing. Now, the other piece is, Russ, do you have a credit card?
Yes.
Okay. Did you just pay some money down on the credit card?
Yes.
Do you know what date that credit card company reports to each one of the bureaus?
I do not.
No. So what if that credit card reports to Equifax on the 5th, Experian on the 15th, and TransUnion on the 25th? That means the balance to credit line ratio is changing for that bureau, but not the other bureaus, because they don't have to report on the same day. So just understand, the data that the world is seeing changes at any given time. Kind of like a photograph. I see you in a black polo shirt, says Midnight at the Oasis. Sure wish we were doing that in a couple of days. But that's from 2009. But I'm visually seeing you in a black polo right now. That's the picture. But if I come back tomorrow, I'm kind of hoping you're not in the same shirt. Everybody here in the studio is hoping you're not in the same shirt. But that photograph changes each and every day, and that's what happens with the credit bureaus is the reason scores can move, like I talked about before the break, going from the low 600s to the high 700s, is that photograph that the creditors produce and the photograph that the credit bureaus publish changes based on what you see. So, again, just kind of think of it. If you ate nothing but a box of donuts every day for the next 2 weeks, what would you look like in 2 weeks?
Bad.
Okay. But you might, I'm not even going to go there because I see a box of donuts in the corner. So I didn't want to really throw you under the bus that way.
Donut.
Yeah, now they're under the desk. So, the credit bureaus, it's just a game. It's just a score. And do you know how to play baseball?
Yes.
Okay, do you know how to play cricket?
No.
No. So, it's a ball about the size of a baseball. It's still a bat, right?
Yeah.
So, it's a bat and a ball. You don't know how to play one, and that's unfortunately why credit is why I like talking about it. Most people don't understand the rules of the game. I don't know how to play cricket. It's kind of cool to watch once in a while, but I have no idea what those
fans,
those people
watch
are doing.
It don't know how to play.
I have no idea. I'm thinking, boy, that was an awful miss, and everybody's cheering and yelling and screaming that there was something happening. And
yeah.
I don't know. But that rules of the game are so important, and it's the difference between a very low interest rate and a very high interest rate. And mortgages, let's be honest, mortgages trade in a band. If I said, and you're not quoting an interest rate, but give me an interest rate that starts with a low number. What would you think on a 30-year fix?
Starts with a two?
Okay.
I was going to say three at this point.
But they could still start with a two. And what's a very high interest rate in today's market?
Four, really? That's
okay.
High.
Well, but there's the range. You know that something that starts with a two is really good, and something that starts with a four might be...
I've never had a mortgage with a four, even.
But that's, like right now, if I did state down payment assistance from Arizona, you're going to get something that starts with a four.
Right.
Okay, so two is low, four is high, somewhere in the between. That's where your credit dictates what you're going to do. There's your range. But cars, credit cards, how many times do you see 0% interest rate credit cards being advertised?
Quite a bit.
Okay, how many times do I tell you I see people with credit interest rates of 19 and 20% on their credit card?
Every day.
All the time. So you and I know the credit card range is somewhere between 0 and 20. Auto rates, You see, I mean, there's billboards in town. What's a good interest rate on an auto refinance?
Zero.
Zero on some of the purchases, 1.75% on a refinance. And I just told you there's people that have auto rates that are in the high teens to right at 20. There's the range, somewhere between 0 and 20. People would never expect that or even accept it on a mortgage, right?
I hope not.
You'd hope not. But people accept it on all of their other debts. So even though I'm the mortgage dude, I want people to really look at all of their other debt and say, wait a minute, should I be looking at my car? Should I be looking at my credit cards? Could I rearrange the whole financial picture for the household? Because this window of opportunity will close. And, you know, do you have your windows open at your house right now?
No.
Okay. I've had my windows open last week.
It's gorgeous. Okay, I'm not home.
Well, okay, not right now.
Where
but when
at?
You're home, your windows are open and it's great outside. And in about 5 months, will you leave your windows open at all?
No.
No, you'll have your air conditioning running and it's done. That window of opportunity with debt, sometime in the next 6 to 12 months, I think that debt restructure is uniquely different. So, you know, again, pull out your statements on your auto. Pull out your statements on your credit card. Pull out your statements on your house. If you have questions, call the office. You can talk to me. You can talk to Ray or Bill or Tara or Farrell. Anybody there. It doesn't have to be me. But, you know, let's sit down and have a good conversation, because if we can keep helping humans, and oh, by the way, that's one of the funniest things ever. So had a conference call with my bosses, and I said, well, you know, we're trying to help humans. And he said, is humans a word? And I said, you betcha. But, you know, you think if we can help everybody here locally in our community save money and be better off next week, next month, next year, does that turn around and protect the local businesses that we have?
Yeah.
You know, the family that I just told you is going to save $700 a month. If they're going to keep $350 and use $350 for debt, does that mean they have an extra $350 a month to go out to eat, buy their kids' clothes, movies, whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know, I hope they drive down to Roundtable and have a pizza tonight and support a local business. I hope they drive down to Planet X and buy a T-shirt from Tony and support a local business, you know. Those are the things that we should be doing, and unfortunately, sometimes it's just rearranging the debt. Now, Russ, in your business, how many times do you see people driving cars that, oh my gosh, it's going to take a lot of money to fix this, and you're on borrowed time?
All the time.
So, what would you advise? Do you advise keep throwing bad money after good, or is it time to retire the old lady and go get something different?
After looking at it, it could be one or the other. You know, like either one could be possible.
And I know you guys, you give the advice of here's what's in their best interest,
correct,
not your best interest.
Correct.
And I've heard you guys say sometimes, no, we're not fixing it. There's no reason to do it. You need to retire this one, you know, take it out back and shoot it.
Yep.
And put it out of its misery. And you know, there's only so much you can do. But that's that same thing, that there's people who are putting bad money after good into things that, you know, maybe it is a new car that they need to be getting instead of supporting the old one for financial reasons.
Sure.
But why don't we talk about those things?
I guess we don't very much, actually. I mean, I do.
You do,
yeah,
in your business, yeah, and I do in mine. But as a society, we don't talk about the reasons to restructure the debt. Now, we do chastise people sometimes for buying a new car. Oh, my gosh, look at that person. They just bought a new car. But maybe that was because Russ said, you know what, it's going to cost you $7,000 to fix this car, and you should probably just go buy a new one with a warranty and invest some money in paint.
Well, yeah, but if your resale one, it's $4,000, it's going to cost $7,000 to fix it. I say, those numbers are bad. You're not going to do that.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Unless there's some kind of personal attraction to that vehicle.
Well, and, you know, maybe there is. But, you know, I remember my first car, and, you know, crazy, but an 81 Honda Civic four-door wagon. You know, thought I was cool driving that car, but now you look at that car and go, ooh. But, you know, even back then, there got to a point of, okay, wait a minute. You know, the drivetrain is gone. I'm going to have to put a whole new engine in it. This is what it's worth with and without. Okay, we got to part ways with the old car.
We've had them come in and need a transmission and say, well, here's the bad news is you need a transmission. Good news is, under warranty, I want you to go down to the dealer and just take it to them.
Perfect.
Because it'll fix it for free.
And those are the things, again, let's just make good financial decisions.
Yeah.
And I don't care whether it's a mortgage, an auto, a credit card. could be rearranging utility. I don't know what it is, but let's really take the next 6 to 12 months and restructure everybody's debt, because this window will close. No different than when summer gets here. You and I are not going to sleep with our windows open. We're going to have the air conditioners on, and that window is closed permanently. So this is Money Talk AM 560, KBLU.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America?
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is... Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager, Academy Mortgage, Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Good morning, Russ. One more time.
Good morning.
It's like the time warp happens is 10 minutes again in the show. I just don't understand.
I've been here for 3 hours, and it's like the fastest time I spend all day.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. But, you know, tons of stuff to talk about, and I love talking about credit and mortgages and numbers and finances, and I'm sure to most people it's boring, and they probably turn on the radio and go, gee, let's not listen to this again. But you can make such a difference in somebody's financial picture if you pay attention to the debt. Mm. And I'm the only guy who gets to see people financially naked.
Rising inflation, which we know is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
How does that impact all the advice you're giving?
Well, I'm going to turn around and ask a few questions. So what typically happens when inflation rises to the employment rate?
Oh, it generally is going to get hurt. It's going to get hit.
So when employment numbers are worse, what typically happens to the stock market?
It generally is down.
Down. Okay. And so we're talking generals, and you're 100% so far. Good job. So if the stock market is down and getting worse, what typically happens to bonds?
Generally has some increase.
They get better. So inflation actually, in a very short run, so typically 3 months or less, emotionally hurts our interest rates, because everybody makes that snap decision, But then when they see, and it's almost all the time, short term, 0 to 3 months, it's worse. But after 3 months, the stock market gets worse and we get better because you see the inflation taking a toll on employment numbers and the equities market. And I don't want it, don't get me wrong, but that inflationary number typically helps us stay low or holds us low or pushes us lower. So that's one thing that's on the horizon, certainly inflation, looking at unemployment numbers all the time. And it's truly a matter of whether the Fed is going to keep buying mortgage-backed securities. That rich uncle with the unlimited checkbook and the deep pockets is really why you see interest rates in the twos. And I can't say it any other way than that. You know, Russ, if you had $100 million to lend right now today, would you lend it at 2.5%?
No.
You mean you wouldn't give up your money's control for 30 years to make a 2.5% interest rate?
No.
Say it one more time. But that's what a mortgage is you're literally locking up your money for 2.5% or 3% for 30 years with no way to call it. You go back to the Great Depression. Why did people get hurt in the Great Depression? Because when banks were short on money, there was something called a due-on-demand clause. That bank could literally go, hey, Russ, I need money. Sell your house. I need my money right now today. Now, that, because of the Great Depression, that was a bad deal. So legally, due-on-demand clauses are no longer there. There's due-on-default and due-on-sale, meaning you sell your house, you got to pay the bank back the money. Weird. And due-on-default, if you stop making your payments, there's something called foreclosure that you're going to pay it back. You're going to lose the asset. But there's no due-on-demand clause anymore. So you and I would never lend our money for 30 years at 2.5% interest. So why are you getting mortgages at 2.5%? Because aren't mortgage-backed securities bonds sold in Wall Street?
Yeah.
Oh, so why is Wall Street buying these things? Because that's the only outlet, because our rich uncle has forced interest rates down because they're competing with Wall Street. They're buying up trillions of dollars worth of mortgage-backed securities. Okay, so you got to compete. And unfortunately, if there was only one 69 Camaro, the exact one you wanted, in the world.
It's very expensive.
It would be very expensive. If there's 100 of them and there's only two buyers, they're not really expensive.
It's a bargain.
So that's all that's happening is Uncle Sam has started buying mortgage-backed securities, and you and I know they're doing it. We just don't pay attention. You remember quantitative easing. QE1, QE2, QE3. The federal government was telling us they were doing it, and they're still telling you they're doing it. But they've now telegraphed that they're going to slow down on that, which is what's going to start to let interest rates rise ever so slightly. And what we started the show with is we've seen 100 basis points, which is 1 point in cost, added back into the market. So that $100,000 loan cost to acquire is either $1,000 more, or you're going to see an interest rate that's between an eighth and a quarter point higher given your credit scores. Now, doesn't feel like much. You really wouldn't even notice it. The difference between if I said your interest rate is 2.75% and 2.875%, would you really notice what that is if I showed you a payment?
No.
No. But that's what's going to happen is we're going to look back, and if you had those box of donuts every day for the next 30 days, would your waistline be higher in 30 days?
Yes.
But would you notice it tomorrow?
Probably not.
Probably not. You might feel a little bloated, might be a little off, but
like,
you wouldn't really notice it.
I don't want another donut.
A couple weeks from now, you might have to buy a larger size pants or take one notch out of the belt loop. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what's going to happen in the mortgage side. So just understand, watch the news and watch what they talk about the Fed purchasing mortgage-backed securities. They talked about the 19th, which is when? Today. Yeah. They talked about the 19th would be one of the days that they would telegraph, again, reducing some purchases. So you may see some commentary come out over the next week or two whether they're going to continue at the same pace, which we know they're not. So lots of stuff happening with mortgages, lots of stuff happening with debt restructure, but ultimately it comes down to this. Russ, do you care what's happening in the major market for your credit and your budget?
No.
No. You care about your credit score when you need to acquire debt. You care about your monthly cash flow to support the debt you have. You care about having assets that will perform better for you. And you care about protecting you and your daughter and your grandbaby and people that you love and care about, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So ultimately, all that matters is, hey, gang, let's everybody have a written budget. Hey, let's everybody have a plan to restructure debt. hey, let's go buy some investments, whether it's an investment property that I love, whether it's putting money in with Tom and his gang over there, and let's really start investing so we save something for the future. Because in 4 or 5 years, I think we're all going to look back and go, wow, there were some amazing buying opportunities. And can you imagine how little that debt cost? Now,
we want to be able to do that.
We do. And I drive my truck's a 2014.
It's a nice truck.
But it's a 2014.
I would keep it.
Okay. It's a 2014.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
It does. It fits exactly what you need.
It runs. It fits. It's fine. I'm not buying anything new.
Right.
But to the person who has one that they may not have taken care of it, it's falling apart. They have some finances, and they know they're looking at large dollars of repairing or not. Maybe now is the time to do a 0% interest rate auto.
You got to put the numbers to it. Yeah, it might be.
And again, some people need the new car. Some people don't. I'm not saying go artificially buy it because you...
No one ever needs a new car.
No, but if you need transportation, I'm just saying if it's buy something with no warranty that may not last for 3 or 4 years versus buy something that you know you're going to hang on to for 10 years and has a warranty for 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, whatever they are now. Okay, there's some good... are you yawning on air, Russ?
Yeah, no.
Holy bucket.
There's no cameras.
Hey, I'm just... You know what? The one thing I appreciate about being on air with you is we can have some genuine conversations. So, again, let's make good decisions. And refinancing houses, great decision right now. Looking at cars and credit cards. If you don't, I don't understand why you wouldn't at least take a peek at it.
And you forced me into it. And I did. I tackled it.
And how do you feel about that?
A lot better. Again, it was because of my business concerns doing it, but it doesn't matter. It's still in my name.
Now, let me ask, was it a pain in the butt and you just hated going through the process and it felt like a root canal? Financing always is. It's never going to be simple.
But it's not simple, but I had a drive to do it, so it didn't matter. You know what I mean?
But it's never going to be simple. We have to prove everything. And, I had a gentleman, great guy, really good guy, but he was pissed because he had to provide his bank statements. And why do I need to know about his assets? And nobody needs to know about his assets. We need to know about his debt.
Yeah.
But it's because you don't understand the process and the legalese that we have to do. I have to prove, A, the ability to repay, meaning your income. And on certain loans, I have to prove assets. I have to prove, A, that you have reserves, but B, where your money's coming from. You can't just run drugs across the border and use that cash. I'm sorry, you can't do it.
And that's not a personal desire. That's a requirement to keep your license.
100% requirement. Actually, did you know, you see some of these states that are doing, now marijuana is legal and stuff, but it's not federally. So as a lender, we can't use any proceeds from any business like that because that business is still illegal in the eyes of the Fed.
Oh, yeah, I need a loan so I can open up my marijuana business.
Right? I can't use cash from it. I can't use income from it. So lots of fun stuff, but I know we're almost out of time. So one more time from Academy Mortgage, for all men and women who are serving and have served previously, I can never say thank you enough. I've never served, but I have a lot of friends and family that have. We can't do programs like this, and we can't enjoy the freedoms that we have in the United States of America without your amazing service and your commitment. So we appreciate you. If there's anything we can ever do, whether it's just a conversation and a cup of coffee, please don't hesitate to call and come by. From all of us at Academy Mortgage and all of us at the studios of KBLU, this is Money Talk AM 560.
Opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From Welcome to 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.